Practice Test 1. Listening, Part 1. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. When will the wedding take place?
Are you going to Mike's party on the 14th?
I'm not sure if I'll be here or not. You see, I'm travelling to Edinburgh on the 15th for my brother's wedding, and the train leaves early in the morning. I don't want to be tired after a late night. My brother's not actually getting married until the 17th, but I want to spend a bit of time in Edinburgh before the wedding.
Are you going to Mike's party on the 14th?
I'm not sure if I'll be here or not. You see, I'm travelling to Edinburgh on the 15th for my brother's wedding, and the train leaves early in the morning. I don't want to be tired after a late night. My brother's not actually getting married until the 17th, but I want to spend a bit of time in Edinburgh before the wedding.
2. What is the woman going to buy today?
Can you get some milk and some butter when you go to the shop, please? I want to do some cooking later.
We don't need any milk. I bought some yesterday. It's in the fridge on the bottom shelf. I'll just get butter and bread.
We've got plenty of bread. I went to the new bakery on the corner this morning. Don't buy any more. Can you get some milk and some butter when you go to the shop, please? I want to do some cooking later.
We don't need any milk. I bought some yesterday. It's in the fridge on the bottom shelf. I'll just get butter and bread.
We've got plenty of bread. I went to the new bakery on the corner this morning. Don't buy any more.
3. What is the man going to do on Saturday?
I'm going to the cinema on Saturday afternoon. Do you want to come with me? There's a new comedy film playing and it looks great.
I'd love to, but I need to go shopping. I must buy my mother a birthday present. It's her 60th birthday party on Sunday.
Well, why don't you go shopping this evening instead? Then you can come to the cinema.
OK, that's a good idea. I'll do that.
'I'm going to the cinema on Saturday afternoon. Do you want to come with me? There's a new comedy film playing and it looks great.
I'd love to, but I need to go shopping. I must buy my mother a birthday present. It's her 60th birthday party on Sunday.
Well, why don't you go shopping this evening instead? Then you can come to the cinema.
OK, that's a good idea. I'll do that.
4. What did the woman do last Sunday?
I went to the beach with my family last weekend. I had a great time.
But it rained, didn't it? I remember because we were having a picnic in the park and we had to run home with all our things. We got soaked.
That was on Saturday. We went on Sunday when it was nice and sunny.
Oh, yes, you're right. I remember now. I sat in the garden all day.
I went to the beach with my family last weekend. I had a great time.
But it rained, didn't it? I remember because we were having a picnic in the park and we had to run home with all our things. We got soaked.
That was on Saturday. We went on Sunday when it was nice and sunny.
Oh, yes, you're right. I remember now. I sat in the garden all day.
5. How did the man book his holiday?
I've booked a fantastic holiday in Italy for next month. I can't wait to go.
That sounds exciting. I'd love to go to Italy. Did you book it on the internet?
No, I don't like booking things on the internet. I phoned the travel agent, told her what I wanted, and she found me just the right thing. I'm going there to pick up the tickets next week. I've booked a fantastic holiday in Italy for next month. I can't wait to go.
That sounds exciting. I'd love to go to Italy. Did you book it on the internet?
No, I don't like booking things on the internet. I phoned the travel agent, told her what I wanted, and she found me just the right thing. I'm going there to pick up the tickets next week.
Six. What time is the exam?
Why aren't you ready to go? It's nearly 1 o'clock. We need to hurry if we're going to get to the exam hall in time. The traffic is really bad today.
What's the rush? The exam is not until 4.
No, it starts at 2 and ends at 4. Check your exam timetable.
Really? Oh no! How did I get that wrong? We'd better hurry up then. I'll just grab my things.
Why aren't you ready to go? It's nearly 1 o'clock. We need to hurry if we're going to get to the exam hall in time. The traffic is really bad today.
What's the rush? The exam is not until 4.
No, it starts at 2 and ends at 4. Check your exam timetable.
Really? Oh no! How did I get that wrong? We'd better hurry up then. I'll just grab my things.
Seven. Why are there delays on the road?
Now for the latest traffic and travel news. There are delays on the A60 between Nottingham and Mansfield as a result of the recent weather conditions. Although the heavy rain did not have much effect on the speed of the traffic, a fallen tree now means that police have made the decision to close a section of the road. Luckily, traffic is still fairly light on the surrounding routes, and the road should be open again before people start returning home from work. Now for the latest traffic and travel news. There are delays on the A60 between Nottingham and Mansfield as a result of the recent weather conditions. Although the heavy rain did not have much effect on the speed of the traffic, a fallen tree now means that police have made the decision to close a section of the road. Luckily, traffic is still fairly light on the surrounding routes, and the road should be open again before people start returning home from work.
Practice Test 1. Listening Part 2. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear two friends talking about a singer.
Have you heard Kaylee's new song?
Yes, I heard it last night. Do you like it?
It's good, but I prefer her earlier songs. Her last album was amazing.
I agree with you. I read an interview with her, and she said that she's been working with a songwriter lately. They've written the lyrics and music for her new album together. I think she produces better music when she writes her own songs. She's got real talent, and she's very creative.
She's got a great voice, too. Have you heard Kaylee's new song?
Yes, I heard it last night. Do you like it?
It's good, but I prefer her earlier songs. Her last album was amazing.
I agree with you. I read an interview with her, and she said that she's been working with a songwriter lately. They've written the lyrics and music for her new album together. I think she produces better music when she writes her own songs. She's got real talent, and she's very creative.
She's got a great voice, too.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about a new cafe.
I haven't been to this cafe before.
Nor have I. It's only been open for a few weeks.
The food is delicious, isn't it?
It's lovely. And the staff are really friendly too.
Yes, they're very cheerful and polite. They described all the dishes on the menu to help us order.
I know. Well, some of the dishes do have funny names, so it's good to know what they are. I just wish the seats weren't so uncomfortable.
I know what you mean. These chairs are very hard. I haven't been to this cafe before.
Nor have I. It's only been open for a few weeks.
The food is delicious, isn't it?
It's lovely.
and the staff are really friendly too.
Yes, they're very cheerful and polite. They described all the dishes on the menu to help us order.
I know. Well, some of the dishes do have funny names, so it's good to know what they are. I just wish the seats weren't so uncomfortable.
I know what you mean. These chairs are very hard.
10. You will hear a woman telling a friend about her new job.
Are you enjoying your new job?
Yes, I am. Well, most of the time, anyway.
Oh?
The people I work with are very nice, and the boss isn't too bad. I do find the work interesting, and it's nice to be part of a team. I just find the hours a bit much. I start at 8 in the morning, which is much earlier than I'm used to. It means that I have to get up at 6 to get to work on time. Some days I struggle to stay awake until home time.
Oh dear. You should talk to your boss. 'Are you enjoying your new job?
Yes, I am. Well, most of the time anyway.
Oh?
The people I work with are very nice, and the boss isn't too bad. I do find the work interesting, and it's nice to be part of a team. I just find the hours a bit much. I start at 8 in the morning, which is much earlier than I'm used to. It means that I have to get up at 6 to get to work on time. Some days I struggle to stay awake until home time.
Oh dear. You should talk to your boss.
Eleven. You will hear two friends talking about their teacher.
I wish we didn't have Mr. Harris teaching us history.
Why? Don't you like him?
It's not that. He's a good teacher and he always explains things really well. He makes the lessons interesting and easy to understand, which is really good.
I know. I never used to like history before, but I really enjoy lessons with Mr. Harris.
Me too. But I wish he wouldn't give us so much homework on a Friday. Now I've got to spend the whole weekend studying.
No, you haven't. We'll go to the library together this evening and we'll be finished in time to enjoy the weekend. 'Why? Don't you like him?
It's not that. He's a good teacher and he always explains things really well. He makes the lessons interesting and easy to understand, which is really good.
I know. I never used to like history before, but I really enjoy lessons with Mr. Harris.
Me too. But I wish he wouldn't give us so much homework on a Friday. Now I've got to spend the whole weekend studying.
No, you haven't. We'll go to the library together this evening and we'll be finished in time to enjoy the weekend.
12. You will hear two friends talking about a film they watched.
Well, that was disappointing.
Didn't you enjoy it? I laughed all the way through. There were some fantastic lines in that film. I wish I could remember them all.
It was funny, I'll admit that. But I was expecting there to be a bit more action, to be honest. The trailer we saw last week made the film look really exciting.
That's true. It was more of a comedy than an adventure film. But at least it had a great cast. You have to admit that the acting was brilliant.
Yeah, I suppose so. 'Well, that was disappointing.
Didn't you enjoy it? I laughed all the way through. There were some fantastic lines in that film. I wish I could remember them all.
It was funny, I'll admit that. But I was expecting there to be a bit more action, to be honest. The trailer we saw last week made the film look really exciting.
That's true. It was more of a comedy than an adventure film. But at least it had a great cast. You have to admit that the acting was brilliant.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You will hear two friends talking about a website they use.
I see they've updated Chatter again.
I know. I wish they wouldn't do that. Every time I get used to using it, they change it again.
Yes, but they always improve it and add cool new features. Look, now you can have private group chats with your friends. And you can add videos to your posts.
But now I can't find my photo albums. Have all my photos disappeared?
Don't panic, you haven't lost them. They're just here, under photo options.
Oh, right.
You'll get the hang of it soon. I see they've updated Chatter again.
I know. I wish they wouldn't do that. Every time I get used to using it, they change it again.
Yes, but they always improve it and add cool new features. Look, now you can have private group chats with your friends. And you can add videos to your posts.
But now I can't find my photo albums. Have all my photos disappeared?
Don't panic, you haven't lost them. They're just here, under photo options.
Oh, right.
You'll get the hang of it soon.
Practice Test 1. Listening Part 3. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. You will hear a man talking to a class of students about a language course.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the class. I'm pleased to see so many of you here today. But don't worry, there won't be any more of you. There's always a maximum of 15 in the class, and a minimum of 8. Before we start, I'd like to tell you about the course. Some of the information you'll probably know already, but some of it has changed. Your class will still be on Tuesday evenings, but it won't start at 7 o'clock. It will start at the later time of 7:30 and will end at 9:30, not 9 o'clock. I hope that change is okay for everyone. Unfortunately, I can't be here any earlier than that. Another change is the room. Next week, we need to move to the second floor, to the room opposite the art room. That's room 26. Today is the only time we'll be here in room 12. The course book will be the same as before, that is, starting French. I see some of you have already bought it. That's good. However, if you want to buy it from us, it costs £8. You can order it today, but it takes 2 weeks, so you won't have it until the 1st of October. One more thing. During the last week of term, there is an international evening at the college. There will be traditional dancing from different countries, and every class is asked to provide some food. I thought we could take some French cheese. But any other suggestions are welcome. And finally, let me remind you that most of your lessons will be completely in French. So let's begin now, shall we? Hello, everybody, and welcome to the class. I'm pleased to see so many of you here today. But don't worry, there won't be any more of you. There's always a maximum of 15 in the class and a minimum of 8. Before we start, I'd like to tell you about the course. Some of the information you'll probably know already, but some of it has changed. Your class will still be on Tuesday evenings, but it won't start at 7 o'clock. It will start at the later time of 7:30 and will end at 9:30, not 9 o'clock. I hope that change is okay for everyone. Unfortunately, I can't be here any earlier than that. Another change is the room. Next week, we need to move to the second floor, to the room opposite the art room. That's room 26. Today is the only time we'll be here in room 12. The course book will be the same as before, that is, starting French. I see some of you have already bought it. That's good. However, if you want to buy it from us, it costs £8. You can order it today, but it takes 2 weeks, so you won't have it until the 1st of October. One more thing. During the last week of term, there is an international evening at the college. There will be traditional dancing from different countries, and every class is asked to provide some food. I thought we could take some French cheese, but any other suggestions are welcome. And finally, let me remind you that most of your lessons will be completely in French, so let's begin now, shall we?
Practice Test 1. Listening Part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a woman called Alice Parker talking on the radio about a new shop.
Welcome back. I'm here with Alice Parker, who is the owner of a new local business.
Hello. My business is called Small World. It's in the centre of town. It's different because it isn't just a shop. At the front, we sell clothes, jewellery, wooden animals, wooden boxes, bowls and other interesting items from around the world. Then, at the back, there's a small cafe where we sell different kinds of tea and coffee and homemade vegetarian snacks.
Starting your own business is a bit of a risk, isn't it?
Yes. People ask me why I decided to start my own business when it can be so difficult and when you can't be sure you'll make any money. Well, I've worked for other people in shops and cafes all my life, and I wanted to do something on my own. I wanted to work for myself.
Are you confident that Small World will be a success?
Well, I feel that I have good experience of the business world. I've also travelled to many countries, including Brazil, Kenya, India and Thailand, so I know what people want to buy. In fact, it was while I was in Kenya, visiting a street market, that I had the idea of starting Small World. And although there are businesses like mine in many places in Britain, there's nothing like it in this area. Most of the things I sell, I've collected myself. I go abroad regularly in order to get more. I look for things that are original and a bit different. I bring a lot of it back myself, although larger items have to be sent. The prices aren't too expensive. There's always something there that most people can afford.
Do you run the business on your own?
At the moment, I employ one other person to work with me, but as we are becoming busier, I'll probably need more staff. I thought about selling food too, not just in the cafe, I mean, but a shop selling international food has just opened near here, so I don't think I'll do that right now.
Do you enjoy being a small business owner?
It's hard work, and there are disadvantages. I'm working more hours now than I've ever done, and that's probably the most difficult thing. But I enjoy meeting people and get on well with my customers, even the difficult ones. I like travelling and learning about new cultures. It's great to do something that I'm really interested in.
Welcome back. I'm here with Alice Parker, who is the owner of a new local business.
Hello. My business is called Small World. It's in the centre of town. It's different because it isn't just a shop. At the front, we sell clothes, jewellery, wooden animals, wooden boxes, bowls and other interesting items from around the world. Then, at the back, there's a small cafe where we sell different kinds of tea and coffee and homemade vegetarian snacks.
Starting your own business is a bit of a risk, isn't it?
Yes. People ask me why I decided to start my own business when it can be so difficult and when you can't be sure you'll make any money. Well, I've worked for other people in shops and cafes all my life, and I wanted to do something on my own. I wanted to work for myself.
Are you confident that Small World will be a success?
Well, I feel that I have good experience of the business world. I've also travelled to many countries, including Brazil, Kenya, India and Thailand, so I know what people want to buy. In fact, it was while I was in Kenya visiting a street market that I had the idea of starting Small World. And although there are businesses like mine in many places in Britain, there's nothing like it in this area. Most of the things I sell, I've collected myself. I go abroad regularly in order to get more. I look for things that are original and a bit different. I bring a lot of it back myself, although larger items have to be sent. The prices aren't too expensive. There's always something there that most people can afford.
Do you run the business on your own?
At the moment, I employ one other person to work with me, but as we are becoming busier, I'll probably need more staff. I thought about selling food too, not just in the cafe, I mean, but a shop selling international food has just opened near here, so I don't think I'll do that right now.
Do you enjoy being a small business owner?
It's hard work, and there are disadvantages. I'm working more hours now than I've ever done, and that's probably the most difficult thing. But I enjoy meeting people and get on well with my customers, even the difficult ones. I like travelling and learning about new cultures. It's great to do something that I'm really interested in.